Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday night, April the 17th, 2026, 18 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Matt, what's coming up next hour?
Basically the same thing we've been doing the first two. Well, I don't know what we're going to do this hour, but the first hour.
Well, I do want to remind everybody that Mary Ellen Withrow will be the guest of Colleen Marshall on Sunday Briefing this Sunday, 10 to 10:30 a.m. on NBC4. Now, from one of our listeners in hour number one, if we had a better emergency disaster response system in place, COVID-19 restrictions would have been no problem. If they had just passed all payments collections for everyone and issued funds for necessities, no one would have suffered undue hardship. Can't get evicted if you don't have to pay rent. But social programs, including emergency relief and funding, keeps getting gutted repeatedly. And since Republicans have had a stronghold in Ohio for the past 40 years, we have them to thank for that failing. These folks whine about Acton because she's a convenient scapegoat for choosing the best course of action at the time. Almost all of the states had COVID restrictions and stay-home orders. Even some countries didn't let their people out of their homes, even for groceries. Worldwide, an estimated 7 million died, and with underreported deaths estimated at 2 million more. COVID-19 is the fourth most deadly disease in recorded human history. Number one, bubonic plague. Number two, Spanish flu. Number three, AIDS. Number four, COVID-19. So there you go. And that's that.
That's good.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And back to the point, I don't think dinging her on COVID is a good thing, because every time you do, the Republican governor, who still does have a following, comes in and defends her. And that doesn't help your Republican campaign. There you go.
I think the whine ought to run for something.
Well, he's about 80 now.
So?
You know what's interesting to me? In some of these races, people say it's all about personality. And then in some of them, they say, well, personality doesn't matter. It's policy.
I don't know. I would think that if you say that it's personality at one point in time, it's probably personality.
All the criticisms I've heard of Ramaswamy have been personality criticisms. Now, okay, and I think this 86th district, as I've said before, is going to be about personality. So, that's the way it is.
Well, people want to vote for people they like.
Right, and you can have very strong supporters, but you can't offend so many people. I don't know why people run like that.
It gets attention, I guess.
Get you attention.
I mean, that's about the only positive I can think of. Get your name out there.
But how many people do you want to offend?
I guess pick and choose wisely, I suppose. I don't know. I wouldn't be trying to offend anybody.
I think it's very fascinating to watch these elections play out. And you can see the candidates who are trying not to offend anybody. And then you have the other ones who, I guess, don't care. Don't know. If you don't care about offending somebody, I don't know why you're running for election. It's about popularity.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that offending people is probably the best way to go about winning office. I mean, I would try to offend as little people as possible.
Seems silly to me. Where do you see now as we get closer, ever so close, to the May 5th primary?
What do you mean?
Well, how do you see him turning out? 86th district, county commissioner race?
I don't know. The county commissioner race is, I mean, this, I don't know. It seems about even, honestly. I mean, I don't know about the race. They don't do polls for the county commissioners. But, I mean, I've seen pretty much an equal amount of signs at this point. So that's going to bode well for the election. I think that's going to be good.
So what's the pick?
I don't know. If I had to pick, I still think that I'm going based purely on yard signs. I mean, I think Mooney still has the most yard signs, but Neff has certainly picked up the yard signs.
Okay. 86th District.
I think the smart money's on Ben Weber.
So there you go.
Yep. Obviously, I think Vivek's going to win that that primary.
Well, what about Roehinger and Edwards, treasurer primary? One endorsed by the vice president, one endorsed by Ramaswamy.
Well, I would think that, you know, Jay Edwards, he's the one that went to the State of the Union, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would think that, you know, being chummy with Bernie Moreno and being endorsed by the vice president, both of which obvious, well, I mean, I guess the vice president not necessarily obviously, but Bernie Moreno, obviously Ohio, J.D. Vance, Ohio senator formerly, so I think that bodes well for him.
Well, all I know, again, I want to thank the mayor's wife last night for giving us cake.
That's good.
The 51st annual Harding Dinner. Very nice event.
51 years.
It was nice to see Jack Kellogg getting the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Was there a pause somewhere?
A pause?
They did these like 50 years, 51 years straight?
I don't think so. There probably was during the pandemic era.
Well, yeah, but that was, you know.
No, I don't think they ever broke. There used to be a Roosevelt breakfast, and that was the Democrats' version of this. I don't know.
Well, they ought to start that back up.
I know it was going on in 2018 because I remember that governor's race, but during the COVID era, I don't think there was anything going on. A lot of people used to attend that. It used to be at the Women's Club.
I think they could bring it back.
They used to have a big dinner, or a big breakfast, I guess is what it was, and they would have a big speaker. Usually one of the gubernatorial candidates would come. I don't know what happened to that. The local Democratic Party, I don't understand it.
Maybe they just like don't have the funding or something. I'm sure it costs.
You know what's funny?
I'm sure it costs money.
There are so many local people who are well-known Democrats who I never see involved in the party. That's the party's problem.
Well, I think the Democratic Party, at least here, is not doing hot.
I mean, you have got people like Mary Ellen Withrow. You've got people like Tara Dyer. You've got people like
Joanne Cassotis.
Well, Joanne Cassotis, but Sheriff Bailey. You've got Mayor Schertzer doesn't live here anymore, but has a history
like
here.
Who no longer are
Tom Pannett. People who are still Democrats who vote. People who you could get endorsements from. People who believe similar things to what you believe in. Judge Finnegan never lost an election in nearly 30 years in this area.
He was a Democrat?
Yep. Sheriff Bailey was sheriff for 16 years. Mayor Schertzer was mayor for 16 years. Tom Pannett, I think, was at least a two-term city treasurer. Cassotis has been in there forever.
It surprised me still that nobody asked Tom Pannett to run.
Again, that shows the fracture. Tara Dyer is on the Marion City School Board, the only Democrat on... Well, Rocky Ratliff, I believe, is a Democrat. So, I mean, where are these people?
They don't go to the meetings.
But why don't you get them there?
Well, no, that was my question. So they don't go to the
meetings? Well, I don't go to the meetings.
Well, I mean,
not my deal to go to the meetings.
Yeah, but you were saying it like they don't go to the meetings. So I thought you had some like information that like there's just nobody showing up to these things.
Well, they don't have the. How do I know? There's nothing to cover. That's the only time I show up is if there's something to cover.
Do they have meetings?
I don't know. Glenn Coble, Republican or Democrat. Ken Halloran running for office. I mean, where are these people?
Do the Republicans have meetings?
I'm sure they do. On election night, there's always a Republican Party. Democratic Party?
I thought there used to be a Democrat Party. A Democratic Party. Party for the Democrats. That makes more sense.
I don't know. I don't know. But I know the Roosevelt breakfast went away.
They could bring that back. I'm sure it'd do well.
I don't know. It's sad. Because you need to have some competition. And boy, locally, there just isn't.
Whoa.
You know, everybody's forgetting that Ken Halloran's running in that 86th district. Once this primary is over, is that going to be one of those things if you're associated with Trump? Goodbye?
That's what we're hoping for.
Are we?
That's what I'm hoping for, yeah.
So you don't like any of these Republicans running for office?
No, not really. None of them endorsed by Trump. So
I don't think
them.
Trump's endorsed any of the people in the 86th district.
Nobody who supports Donald Trump.
I don't know how that'll work.
Chris Christie was the last holdout that I can think of. And then he got, like, banished. Nowhere to be heard.
Well, he's on ABC now, I think.
You guys must have missed that.
Yeah. I think we're all excited for the Kroger gas station. People love talking about that on Facebook.
Well,
anytime there's a new restaurant or a new business, people love talking about
that. People love to spend money.
No, I think it's just... That's one of those things people love to gossip about. Anytime there's some construction going on, people say, what's going there? Oh, I heard it was such and such. I heard it was such and such. That's just one of those things.
Well, hopefully Culver's is good. Don't know what Culver's is. Never had it.
We're much more into gossip in this society than we'll ever admit.
Well, that's no good.
Oh, but no, I think gossip's a good thing.
No.
I remember interviewing Liz Smith, who was a famous gossip columnist, and everybody read her column. That was just gossip. But that people like that.
So what's the point of reading it?
Because gossip can be true. Yeah, and in a lot of cases, it is.
Yeah, but it could be fake.
Yeah?
I'll just read real news. And like, gossip
How much of the news now is not true?
Gossip just tends to be, like, pointless information.
No, it was just frivolous information.
So-and-so is dating
but people
so-and-so,
like frivolous.
Or so-and-so right. had a... Like, I don't care. Like, what's it matter?
You don't, but a lot of people do.
Pointless information.
Like what Adam was saying earlier on. I'm tired of all the negativity. Well, politics is a lot of negativity. Who's dating who is not a lot of negativity.
Yeah!
Who's starring in whatever movie is not a lot of negativity.
It's just pointless information.
No, it's entertaining to people. If it wasn't entertaining, people wouldn't report on it.
I mean, I guess it's not pointless to the extent that it brings you entertainment, but it's not useful.
Okay. I think a lot of people feel politics is not useful.
Politics runs the world. I don't know what to tell you about that one.
No, well, does it? I don't know. Like earlier on, the conversation we had about
politics and money.
The conversation we had earlier about cremation versus burial, that got people interested.
Well, that's like a universal conversation.
But that's a gossipy conversation.
I don't know.
There's no point.
I mean, I guess not. I mean, the whole reason I think it came up is because I mentioned getting rid of cemeteries or something.
Right. But there's nothing.
There was a point to that.
I think that's gossip.
Getting rid of cemeteries?
Yeah, I don't think that's a fact. People like to be buried. That was one of those, I heard, blah, blah, blah. That's gossip. That's what the old gossip columnist used to do.
I just said that I think we should ban cemeteries. Stop. Like, if you have land that's already being used for cemeteries, that's cool, and you can sell all those.
You know how much
that,
radio
no
in
more.
The beginning was based in gossip, and for the longest time, they would have shows like Over the Back Fence. You know, that was just all about gossip. What's going on in the neighborhood?
Didn't we have an Over the Back Fence?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good.
People like that. People like just talking about what's going on.
Like what?
Like, did you hear this? Do you think that's true? You know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's not a news report. It's just, just conversation.
Chit-chat.
Right. People like that. I mean, most of the... I don't know.
I like conversations, I guess. I mean, if you can bring something that's interesting enough to have a conversation about, I guess it really doesn't matter what the conversation is about.
I don't know. I don't know what the big conversation is this week.
Well, I think, I don't know, maybe the Amy Acton thing.
But see, that's more of a gossipy thing. It's about a politician, but it's more gossipy.
But it's... how?
Who cares? How does this affect how the woman governs?
How is it gossip?
Well, we don't know what happened that night. Yeah, we're all speculating.
We got the police report.
We don't know if that's right.
The police report? I mean, I think the police report is probably the most accurate thing I'm going to get. I don't believe Amy Acton's side of the story.
But I don't... How do we know how many drinks she had? We don't.
We don't?
Do we know if she was intoxicated? We don't.
All I'm saying is the police report...
Do we know if she broke the thing? We don't.
We do.
And neither do... How do they know that? They weren't there when it got broken.
Well, I mean...
That's what I'm saying. How do we know anything? We don't. It's a very gossipy story. Now, the fact is, gossip hurts in the political world.
We know she didn't go to the doctors.
But it is gossipy.
We know she did have drinks. We know there was...
Yeah, but what does this have to do with how good somebody governs?
I mean, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, Ted Kennedy had a lot of drinks in his life, and he was a pretty good senator.
Well, I mean, it depends on how it worked, because, I mean, like, you know, if she, like, you know, got angry at her husband and, like, I don't know, tore the mirror off the wall and, like, threw it at him, you know, that's irrational behavior. I don't know that I would vote for somebody who threw a mirror at
her
husband.
But how do we know?
But I don't know that...
Do we know that that happened?
I don't know that she threw the mirror at her husband. I mean,
how do we know she broke the mirror? Who said that?
The mirror is broken.
Right. Well, it doesn't mean somebody threw it.
I mean, the police report said mirror was pulled off the wall and broken.
Right. Okay. How do we know it was her?
Well, I would assume somebody said it was her.
Who?
Well, to my understanding, there were three people in the house. Her, the husband, and the child, I guess.
Well, there's more than one child, but...
Well, one of the own of children.
I don't know. It's gossipy.
But
it does hurt you. Just like that's what a lot of these ads are. We went through the ad earlier that got all the attention this week in the 86th District, claiming that Weslin is easy on immigration. A whole mailer was sent out. Now, is she easy on immigration? I don't know. I know what she says, but... She did donate $20, I guess, to something.
$20.
That's what my understanding was.
You're beating this lady over the head for $20.
To me, who cares? Are these people going to be voting on immigration?
Maybe.
Okay, good luck. One vote in the Ohio House, they're going to be a big sway on immigration.
We live right next to Canada.
We're worried about the Canadians coming in?
Maybe. I'm not worried about the Canadians coming in, but somebody might be.
I'll tell you, the big thing in that race, I don't think, is immigration. I don't think people are voting on immigration in this area.
What are they voting on?
Likeability, because I don't think people are that in tune to politics, and that becomes the ultimate thing. Is likability.
Well, voting on likability is not great.
That's what happens.
Well, that's not great.
What? Again, you...
That's how you end up with Trump.
Here's the answer.
People like
As
Donald
I've said
Trump.
Before, you seem to base everything in how you want it and how you see it. Not necessarily how it is.
Well, I mean...
It is what... So you got to work backwards. You got to go, okay, this is how it is. So based on that...
I just said it's not good.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. So based on that,
we end up
with
Donald Trump.
Huh?
So we end up with Donald Trump.
Oh, I don't know. He had a very strong group that disliked him. I just think there was a big problem. Both times he won, he ran against women. And the only two times that women had the nomination were those two times. Bad decisions. The one time he ran against a man, he lost. And I do think that election against Joe Biden was all about, do you like Donald Trump or don't you? And I think the don'ts had it. But that was, and I think it was the do's versus the don'ts the last time around. But the problem was, as I said, misogynism is a characteristic that trumps policy. Race is a characteristic that trumps policy. That's the problem. For Vivek and Amy Acton.
I don't know. Very
so here we go again.
Very
You're going to work on what you think and go forward instead of how it is and then work back.
Very small portion.
That's how you win elections. Small portion. Small wins.
Very small portion.
You think this is going to be a blowout election?
Well, no.
Oh, that's all you need, then, a small portion.
I think it's going to be close.
Maybe.
But I mean, but again, it just seems to me like anybody who's not going to vote for Amy Acton because she's a woman is probably not going to vote for, or maybe not like
no.
the same, but...
There's a bigger problem because, down the same road again, the problem is the man's religion, the man's ethnicity, and the man's name. You know, if you know any of the three, you might have a problem. Amy Acton's got one working against her. And she's of the Liberal Party. The Liberal group seems to be more in favor. You've got to win the independents.
Well, apparently not.
Well, yeah.
Well,
and she—that's where she's pulling heavy with the independents.
All I'm saying is Donald Trump was a weak candidate.
You can lose the independents and win the election. I don't think so.
Donald Trump was a weak.
You just said no.
Donald Trump was a weak
candidate. Listen to what you're saying.
Listen, Donald.
You're not listening to what you're saying.
Donald Trump was a weak candidate.
I don't know if he was a weak candidate.
And then he beat Hillary Clinton.
Where were Hillary's unlikables?
What do you mean, where were they?
Yeah, you think she was the most beloved woman in the country?
No, but I think she was certainly the most experienced.
Again.
Qualified.
Here we are again. How you see it versus how it is.
It was Biden versus Trump, and then Biden won, and I tend to agree. I think that was just, we don't like Donald Trump, we want not Donald Trump.
So you think in four years people came home and said, well, you know, I kind of like that guy.
No!
Well, then what happened?
My point is that I don't think it matters that they're of the Liberal Party. Both of those people were of the Liberal Party, and both of them lost to the same candidate. Weak candidate.
Right, but you're talking about a national election.
I guess strong, depending on how you want to look out. He has his people.
Well, now, wait a second. What? No, wait. Back that up. What's the point you're trying to make?
He's got his people. Donald Trump does.
Boy, he's president. Yes, he's got his people.
Well, yeah, but...
Well, who said he didn't?
Well, no, but you said, and she's of the Liberal Party.
Yes.
Yeah, Kamala was of the Liberal Party. She lost.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hillary was of the Liberal Party. She lost.
Yeah. Hillary won the popular vote.
Lost the election. Doesn't matter.
Right, but you're talking about votes. And if we elect a president the way we elect a governor, Hillary would be president.
Yeah, but we don't.
Checkmate. That's my point. Liberal people have less of a problem with a female president.
She still lost.
Because we use the Electoral College.
I mean, a loss is a loss.
But we don't use the Electoral College in Ohio.
I understand this.
I don't think you do.
I mean, I understand
the point. I don't think you understand the point I'm making here.
I'm just saying that it does not matter that they're of the Liberal Party. They were two people of the Liberal Party, and they lost. I understand that the format of the voting is different.
That's the whole point.
but it's... I mean, even then, Kamala would have lost.
Was Kamala white?
No.
Oh. Wonder why. Isn't that interesting? Well, let's look at how this all has broken down over the last 12 years. You had a white woman run for president as a Democrat who got more votes than the white Republican man.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had a white man versus a white man, and the Democrat walked away with it handily.
Well, nobody liked Trump.
Then you had, by the way, the same white man on the Republican ticket, all three elections. Then you had a non-white woman run against the same white man, and she didn't even win the popular vote. Now, what is the differences here? What are the differences when we look at this?
Well, people didn't like Kamala.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
I mean,
she just wasn't likable.
I guess.
Again, all you got to do is look. There is a racism factor. There is a misogynist factor. And if you got both two strikes against you going in, you got problems. Now, Amy Acton does not have two strikes against her. The other guy has a strike against him. Problem.
I think that Vivek still's got a chance of winning.
Oh, of course he does, because of things like this. Things like this story this week, of course he does. Mishandling a scandal? Yes. Whoever said he didn't have a chance of winning?
No. But Vivek's going to do fine. He might not win, but he's going to... It'll be a good, a close election. He'll do okay. He'll do fine.
I mean, I don't even know what that means.
He might lose, but he'll be fine.
Trust me, if he's losing...
He can win.
If he loses by 10 votes, he isn't going to be fine.
I said he did fine.
No, he will not think he did fine.
If he lost by 10 votes, if I guarantee a Republican, plotting a run for something
if
else.
If a Republican loses the governor race in a state where the Republicans control every seat in the state, statewide, that's a problem.
I don't know. I think that might have something to do with the national level.
I understand you think you believe that, but you'll find out differently.
I think it's got to do with Donald Trump.
Yep.
Being bad.
That's right. Because it really hurt Mike DeWine, because he was in office.
Well, Mike DeWine wasn't friendly with Trump.
Mike DeWine was endorsed by Donald Trump the first time.
Yeah, the first time.
Yeah. And Donald Trump did not denounce him the second time. Matter of fact, in that primary, Donald Trump went out of his way not to endorse the other two people.
DeWine was not friendly with Donald Trump.
At that time, he was not backing up from him.
Apparently he wasn't, you know, the...
I guess I'm confused on your point. I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, I think Vivek's got, Vivek will do fine.
What does fine mean? You win or you lose, that's it. Well, you can lose by one, you can lose by 10,000, you lost.
Well,
you aren't going to be in the governor's mansion, you're going back home.
If you lose to a landslide, you did not do fine. You should probably not...
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what, let's bring up a candidate for you, and you ask them, the day after, they don't ask you by how much you lost by, they ask you if you lost. And that's what you remember. You either go on to the governor's mansion, or you're not.
I don't know. I'd ask both questions.
People say, oh, you know, I only lost by one. Go me.
Did you win? How many did you win by?
No, people don't care about that.
I want to know how many
people
you won by.
Don't care.
Well, if you won by if you won by like a million votes, then I'm going to assume that
Hillary won the popular vote.
Popular, you think, fellow.
Do we call her president? You think she felt great the next morning? Hey, I won the popular vote. Yes. No, she lost.
I'm sure she would have felt worse had she not won the popular vote.
Read her book. She wrote a whole book.
Yeah, so did Kamala.
She went in the woods and was depressed for 6 months.
And Kamala kind of blamed everybody else.
I don't know what point.
Problems.
See, here's what. I point out where you're wrong, and you just... Hello, does anybody understand what I'm saying? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You're just kind of living in your own world over there, aren't you?
No, I think
I think you are.
How so?
It doesn't matter by how much you lose. You win or you lose. It's like a baseball game.
Well,
people don't look
if Vivek loses in a landslide, I don't think Vivek's a rough loss, then I don't think Vivek's going to run for anything again. If he loses by, a couple thousand, I'd consider running for
Vivek will run for something again, whether he wins or loses. He's young. He's a billionaire. He will move.
Yeah, but he's just going to move.
Well, he's going to realize what the problem is. He knows what the problem is now. He's certainly not going to talk about it while the election's still going on, but you can guarantee he's going to talk about it if he loses.
He's going to move somewhere, switch parties, and then run?
I'm not the man, but the career's not going to be over as a politician at 30. This is a man who ran for president.
Yeah, then he lost handedly.
Yeah, but he's not done. He's got a lot of friends in politics, got a lot of influence. They don't go away.
A lot of his friends...
Tell me a politician who lost who went away.
A lot of his friends in politics don't...
Look at Wesley. She lost the last time in the primary. She's back again. They always come back.
Yeah, but I mean the incumbent's gone.
Who cares? She lost. She didn't like 20%.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I'd be running again if I lost.
She is. I think she got 40% in that primary.
That's a pretty handy loss right there. I don't know that I'd be running again after that. I don't know. I guess maybe that depends. I don't know because the incumbent.
If you want the job,
this would be
and you're young, you're going to run again.
I guess. Abe Lincoln ran a whole bunch of times.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. They both could win, though. That's the point. But you have to look at what your unlikables are. And you have to realize, you know, the problem, the first step to solving a problem is realizing there is one.
Yeah.
If you keep denying that that problem's there, it's going to be a problem.
You can just bury your head in the sand.
The fact that nobody has called for Casey Putch to get out of this election, that they are still supporting him, that's a problem that I see in the Republican Party right now for Vivek.
Well, I mean, I don't know that they're supporting him.
There will be people, as I said, who will show up on Election Day full well knowing what he said and done.
I think if you
and
ask...
And they will vote for him.
I think if you ask the Ohio GOP...
You like making this The View. You always try to talk at the same time.
I think if you ask If you ask the Ohio GOP,
such a short drive.
The Ohio GOP would tell you they don't want him in the race.
I don't think they would say that.
The Ohio?
Nope.
The people who ran Dave Yost out of the race.
I don't think they would say that either.
That they ran Dave Yost out of the race?
Nope, I think they would say they endorsed the man that they wanted.
To run, yeah, which ended up running, you know, both Trussell and
I don't think they would say that either.
I think they'd be lying through their teeth.
No party is going to say, we ran this person off.
They're lying through their teeth. That's exactly what happened. 1,000%.
No, I think they backed the guy they thought could win. And I think they were pressured by...
You didn't think Trussell could win? I think Trussell could...
You didn't even hear what I said. How do you know what I'm talking about? See, that's not what I was going to say.
I think.
Now, what was I going to say there? Because you started to... What was I going to say?
I don't know. You started with the whole thing about how you don't think that they would say that they ran.
I didn't say that. I said you don't think. That's how far I got, and then you came in with an answer.
What?
That's what just happened. Moment. I said you don't think, and then you started answering the question, or the statement that I was making.
I don't know.
So here's the question again.
Okay.
You don't think that they endorsed Ramaswamy because he was endorsed by President Trump? That's why that happened. That's exactly why it happened. If he was not endorsed by President Trump, it wouldn't have happened.
They ain't got to do that.
They did it.
They don't got to.
No, but they did. Again, you're working off the premise of what you think and how it is. I think they said it at the time.
They did not have to.
No, they didn't, but they said it, so they did it, and that's what happened.
Well, I mean, you know, they made their bed.
Is this harder than...
I mean...
Are you living in the world of what happened or the world of what you think should happen?
Well...
Oh, God, this is a heavy-duty show tonight.
I'm confused with what you're... I'm just saying that they didn't have to do that.
No, they didn't, but they did.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So, knowing that they did, there it is.
Do I think they... I don't know. I don't, they could have endorsed somebody else.
Anyway. 740-383-9944.
Apparently nobody was perceiving these problems before.
Okay. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss whatever you like. 51 minutes past the hour. I honestly... The governor's race is interesting, but that's all it is. That's all. It's fascinating because you will have something that we did not have before. To me, that's all that's about.
I mean, I don't mean... Even then, I mean, I don't know.
I like that they're both personalities. I like that people have such a dislike for both of them. I think it's a fascinating story. It's interesting. People love a character.
I don't think either of these people are characters.
I think they are. When you can come up with a name like Quackton and throwing mirrors and... drinking and fights with husbands, and then on the other side you got thinks they're better than everybody else, and gonna name Lake Erie Lake Ohio, and you know, it's all just fluffy stuff. I don't know what the substance is to any of these people. And you got the Putch over there with his videos and anti-Semitic remarks, apparently, that get him banned from restaurant rallies.
Beer hall.
So, you know, whatever.
I don't know. I just think the personalities ought to do more talking. They don't do enough talking to be personalities.
Uh-huh.
Personalities ought to be a little more public.
Well, they're out every day.
But they're not talking.
Oh, they're talking.
To who?
Groups. I was there last night.
Macaulay was there.
Yeah, I'm sure Vivek was somewhere last night.
David Pepper, he's out doing things sometimes.
I don't know. They're personalities. I can't remember the last time I heard a Republican talk about complacency being a problem.
Probably because complacency usually works for them.
I don't know. Macaulay said last night, how could he possibly lose to her? Well, it's a very real possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said that in a room full of Republicans.
Well, who would have thought otherwise?
Most people. Last year, most everybody. I bet if you find the transcript of Ramaswamy's speech last year at the Harding dinner, would not be like this.
I don't think Ramaswamy, if you had Ramaswamy give a speech now, it would be like this.
Well, he knows what this guy's saying. There was a poll that came out several weeks ago from a nationally run tracking pollster that actually had us down in the polls in the race. Now, you might say, I don't believe in polls. They're all a bunch of hot garbage, etc. And our internal polls are not all that far off either. So everybody needs to understand that we ought to work on our horse. It's not very hard for us to imagine the type of governor Amy would be. I mean, let's face it, we all lived through COVID.
Again, I mean, I think that COVID might be a negative, maybe, against Amy Acton, even though DeWine defends her on it.
What?
COVID.
Yeah, what about it?
Be a negative against Amy Acton.
Well, for some people, yeah. I'm not sure she's going for that group.
Well, I'd be going for all the groups.
Governor DeWine won his re-election in a primary during COVID.
Yeah.
That tells you how it rates in Ohio.
Well, I mean, I'll...
You don't know, right?
I mean, DeWine...
Work yourself back again.
DeWine, you know, it wasn't exactly easy for him.
He didn't lose by a whole lot.
He didn't win by a whole lot.
Yeah, he did. In his primary, I think the closest to him was Renacci, like 22%. Blystone had under 20%. I think he had over 40. Yeah, he won pretty easily in his primary.
Well, I guess Blystone and Renacci just split the vote then.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying DeWine, it wasn't difficult.
Okay. DeWine did better than I thought in the primary, I won't lie there.
But that's what I'm saying. If over 40% of the Republican Party was okay with COVID during the COVID and his response, how do you think the Democratic Party felt about it?
I don't know. Maybe not great. Maybe okay.
Better than that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I would like to go back to what do you I would like to go I'm back start, and read some COVID
I
news.
Think people should start checking off every time you say, I don't know, during the show.
Well, I need more information. I would like to know more information about things.
What are you going
to
know?
I would like to know what... I mean, I think there's a decent chance that there were a good number of Democrats who were not happy with the closing of the state and things of the sort.
Okay.
And it wouldn't surprise me to find some of those people now being the defending the actions because Amy Acton's running for governor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, that's hypocritical.
No.
Can't bash it then and be like, oh, well, the lady who was making all those suggestions, well, I'll give it to him. I mean, DeWine actually had to do it, but the one who was making all the suggestions is now running for governor on our side. Maybe we shouldn't bash her for that.
So you're kind of playing both sides on that one.
I always play both sides.
But that's why we can't make sense sometimes of what you're saying.
Okay. Okay, what's the question?
There is no question. I'm just saying that there's going to be... where I started is the same point, and I don't know where you ever got away from the point, that policy people will overlook if it's a party issue. They'll overlook a policy difference with somebody, which COVID is. Yes, you're absolutely right. There are people who probably didn't like how Governor DeWine handled policy on COVID, but they will vote for Amy Acton because she's the same party of them and she believes the same they do on abortion and on gay marriage and on how the state should be run medically. Right, all that. But there are people who would not vote for a woman to save their life, and they are not going to change. There are people who will not vote for somebody who is of the Hindu religion, and they are not going to change. That is not policy. They are not going to overlook that. You can't overlook that. That's the person. They can't change it.
Okay.
There's no bargaining there.
But my point just was, you can't defend Amy. I mean, you can again say that, you know, DeWine made the decision, but she recommended him. I mean, you can't you know, defend her actions on COVID if you were unhappy with the actions taken during COVID. If you were unhappy with them during COVID.
What?
If you were unhappy with the actions taken during COVID.
It's like a riddle. I think you did a riddle.
Okay. If you were unhappy with the actions taken during COVID.
Right.
The one, you know, she suggested them. I'm sure DeWine had to approve them, but she suggested them.
Okay.
I don't think you can turn around now and say and just defend the actions.
I don't think you would defend them. I think you would say, we're not in a pandemic. COVID's not my main issue. I still don't
COVID's
agree.
COVID's over. Get over it.
Well, no, but you're asking me how somebody could vote for her who didn't agree with
how
COVID
was handled.
That was
not the question.
Oh, what was the question?
Why don't... You can vote for them.
Wait, what's the question?
I don't think you can defend it.
That's what you said.
Defend it.
I just said you don't have to defend it, but you can still vote for her.
Okay, I agree, I guess, yeah.
But if you don't believe a woman should be governor, how are you going to do that? I don't believe it, but I'm going to vote for her. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I understand. 168. There's no getting around it.
I think it's fine.
See, I don't even know what that means. What was the question there?
Somebody's going to win.
Yeah. That's true.
And then
somebody's going to lose.
Yeah. And then you know, whoever won, you know, it's gonna be fine because they're gonna.
It's gonna be fine. What are you talking about? You're just making blind statements now. Somebody's gonna win. Somebody's gonna lose. It's gonna be fine. Yeah,
well,
that's true. Yeah,
because look, it's a first either way. So you know, honestly, it gets rid of whatever. I don't know.
One way. Not gonna be a first the other.
Well, yeah. But, you know, it fixes the one of the two, at least. Gets that in there. We can knock that one off the list.
Okay. So, which is it?
And then you hope they do good, because then people will be less...
maybe.
...weird to vote for that group in the
I don't future. Know if one person changes it. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. If I elected somebody and they became like a you know, a crazy dictator or something.
So you think we'll never have a white male president again?
That's not what I said. I think you're just more likely to have a non-white male president now.
Oh, you think so? I don't.
More likely than before, yeah.
We've had one.
Yeah, which is why you're more likely than before.
Oh, no, I think the current president was the head of the birther movement.
He was, yes.
Right, I I think that tells you something about what a good group of Americans thought about Obama being president.
And Obama won.
Yeah, one in 250.
Twice. He won twice.
Yeah, one in 250 years. And since then, no dice.
Well, we're rooting for Westmore.
And again, I don't think he's got a chance in the world.
That's what we're hoping for.
I don't think the Democratic Party will go anywhere but a white man in this next election.
Why?
Because they've seen what happens with women, and they've seen what happens with ethnicity.
Barack Obama won twice.
Yeah, but different time.
Barack Obama's still one of the better of the presidents in most people's eyes, I guess.
I don't know if he was or not. All I know is Bush was elected twice, too. Nobody's big favorables on him.
Yeah, but, you know, Bush was a warmonger, so.
Was elected twice by the same people who elected.
Well, Bush was a warmonger, so.
Donald Trump was elected twice.
Well, Donald Trump wasn't a warmonger in the first term. He is now.
I don't know if he is or not.
Bush wasn't a warmonger in the first term.
We were already in Iraq when the first term happened.
Well, yeah, but.
We were already in Afghanistan.
But he actively, just kept it up.
Well, I think that's what we thought he was going to do. That's what he said he was going to do.
Well, that was a terrible choice.
In any event, what's coming up next hour?
More wars.
Huh?
I said, and there were just more wars.
And what's coming up next hour?
We're going to talk about, the gubernatorial election.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know it.
More of this.
The presidency and then, you know, the Pope and things like that. The drama Pope. Of the politics.
Oh, the Pope. All right. Well, I'll be back next week. You'll be back next week. You'll be back next hour.
Yes.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend. And enjoy. Well, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so be happy with that. Heading for the dugout, Scott Spears. Have a good night.
As an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success.